Let's just go before the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to get started. I got 30 minutes to put it out there, and I think that's going to be time enough. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the blessing of it. Lord, you've been so good to us, and we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. Lord, we have no reason to. Because your love and your mercy, your kindness. The only reason that we're here today is because of that. And Lord, I thank you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So what we're going to be, let me just ask you a question before we get right in, before we dive right into the word this morning. Have you ever been into a race? Have you ever been in a race, whether it was running or you was competing in some type of other sport, whatever was competition? Have you ever been involved in something of that sort? And I believe that we have in the past, that we've been in that, where we was in a race. And that was competition, and that was a competitive sport, so to speak. And we was trying to win the best way we knew how. But I'm going to talk about a different type of race this morning, a race of faith. Today, we are in a race. Every Christian, every believer, whether you want to or not, you've been assigned a race. And we got to run that race with patience. Now, not like it used to be. And what I mean used to be when you was in the world, you was competing and competitive. Saints, we have no reason to be in competition. In this race that we're going to be talking about today, you have no reason to be competing with nobody. You don't have to compete with your brother and your sister. You don't have to compete with another church. You don't have to compete with nobody else. You're in a race without competition, without being competitive. And we should be in unity with one another. Because if one individual win, we're in the body of Christ now. If one individual win, we all win. If one loses, then we all lose it. We're not in a race. You got your own race to run. You got an individual race. God have bestowed it upon you. Your race. You got to get in there and run your race. Your race, my race, is different. All of our race is different. So why should we be competing with somebody else? Why don't we just keep our eyes on Jesus, focus on Jesus, and run the race that is set before us? Notice what I said. It's set before you. It's placed before you, your race. Find out what your race. Don't worry about what they're doing down the street. Don't worry about what they're doing across town. Don't worry about what they are doing in another city. You just run your race that is set before you. There's no competition. We need to stop competing with one another. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care how many members you got. I don't care what kind of suits you wear. That's you. I'm not comparing. I'm not in competition with you. I'm not in no race with you. I'm in my own race, what is set before me. Come on now. I want you to run your race that is set before you. God has already did it. And that's why we miss it so many times. Because we worrying about somebody else. We worrying about what they are doing. What are you doing? You run your race. We're not like the world in competition. This is not a competitive race that you and I are running. It's what the Lord Jesus Christ has set before us. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the mark, the high calling of Christ Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus and run your race that is set before you. Let's go to the book of Hebrew. Let's just look at some things here. To the book of Hebrew, run your race. People are so busy, so caught up competing, got their eyes off of their race, got their eyes off of Jesus, and they're looking at what somebody else doing. They can't do what they supposed to do because they're concerned about somebody else. Come on now. Am I in the right place this morning? I hope so. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the book of Hebrew, chapter 12. Let's just start right there. Run your race, saint. You got your hands full if you just run your race. My hands are full if I just do what I'm supposed to do and not get caught up in what my neighbor doing, not get caught up in competition with my neighbor. If he get a new car, then I got to get a new car. If he get a new suit, then I think I better. That's what you call keeping up with the Jones. You just stay focused on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Look at the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verses number 1. If you got it, say praise the Lord. Amen. I hope we get through with it, but if we don't, guess what? We'll have a second chance next week. We'll come back and do part 2. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let's just stop right there. It said, wherefore, that wherefore, when you see that word, wherefore, we got to wonder, what he talking about prior to that, before that? It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed, in other words, surrounded about with so great a cloud of witness. Cloud of witness. Who are you talking about? Let's go back. It says, wherefore, let's go back to chapter 11, to the whole book of fame. Let's go back and see who is the wherefore. Who is the cloud of witness? Let's look at Hebrew chapter 11, verses number 1. Here are these clouds of witness right here. It said, by faith, Abram. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Verse number 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Look at verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things that seen as yet. Look down at verse number 8. By faith, Abraham. And verse number 11. Through faith, also Sarah. These are the cloud of witness. The old patriarch saint. Those that went on before. And we should run this race with patience. These has already ran their race with patience. And we can look at their record, their example, and see how that they ran their race with patience. And go back. Hebrew chapter 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Watch this here. Let us lay aside every weight. Come on. Let us lay aside. We got a race, saint. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do it so easy beset us, and let us run with patience. Let us run with patience. Let us run with an endurance. Let us run with perseverance. The race, come on now, the race that is set before. Your race, my race, is already set before us. Why should we get caught up in what somebody else is doing? We're not in that type of race, in a sports type. We're not in that kind of race that is competition. What we need to do is be praying for one another in unity. If that brother, that sister, that church, that congregation is having problems, we need to pray for them. We need to lift them up, because if they win, we win. If they lose, we lose. We're in the body of Christ. We got a race to run, saint. No competition. I don't want to be in competition with you. I don't want you to be in competition with me. We're taking our eyes off the ball. Look, set your affection on things on earth, on in heaven. Watch this here. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He said, let us run. Let us lay aside every weight. What is a weight? Let's just stop here for a little bit. What is a weight? A weight could be clothes that we wear. A weight could be the body weight. A weight could be procrastination. It's not a sin. Neither one of those is a sin, but it's a weight. It's going to be a weight that weighs you down, that you cannot run this race with patience. It's a lay aside every weight, and that procrastination can be a weight. The body weight could be a weight. The clothes, you might have on the wrong type of clothes. If you're running a race, you might need to dress down. You might need to put on something like, it could be a weight that keeps you from running this race with patience. Oh, let's not forget. And the sin, which do it so easy, beset us. Now we know if we're going to run this race, we got to lay aside every sin. Every sin that going to cause you. We all have missed the mark. We all have come short. But that sin above all other sin that's causing you not to be able to run that race. It's a lot of sin that could cause you not to. Whatever that sin that you might be dealing with, I don't deal with. Whatever that sin that sister deal with or that brother deal with, somebody else don't have. But that's a sin can cause you to lose the race, can cause you, that can beset you so easy. Let us run this race with patience, persevere. The race is not given to the swift, but those that endure to the end. Come on now. We got a long ways to go. We done came a long way, but we still have a long ways to go. We don't want to get disqualified. Let's just run this race with patience. Let's run this race with perseverance and keeping our eyes on Jesus, keeping our focus on him, staying in the race. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about the church across the street. Don't worry about the church down the street. Don't worry about the church or anybody else or anything that what somebody else has done. Your race has already been set before you. You keep your eyes on Jesus. You do what Jesus is calling you to do. You operate within your lane. Come on now. Come on now. We're in a race, saint. And we need to run our race. Oh, I done got going there. I never did tell you the title of the message, did you? But that's all right. If you want to put a title on, I just got unglued that. It said, run the race of faith. That's what we as believers, we run the race of faith. Like the old patriarch saying, they was faith. Those people back there in the hall book of fame, watch this here. Over there in Hebrew chapter 11, those people had faith. They believed God. And then watch this here. That was some. They believed God so for the promise. Some of them never did receive the promise. But guess what? They died in faith. They went on to glory believing God. They didn't see the manifestation of the promise that God had promised them, but they died in faith. Don't let your faith be shaken. Don't be moved by situation. Don't be moved by circumstance. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the mark. Run your race. You get in that, run your race. Don't worry about nobody else's race. You run your race. Your race has already been ordained, carved out for you. And if you get your eyes off of Jesus, concerned about somebody else, you can lose out and get disqualified in your race that was set before you, and you missed out on it. It already been ordained, preordained. Watch this out. It says right here, it said, and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, it said, and let us run with patience the race, come on now, that is set before us. It already been said. Why are you competing with anybody? Let them go head on and do what they do. You do what you do. Find out what your race is all about, and you get in that groove and you stay there. Don't be moved. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Run your race, saint, with patience. Run your race. For we all are called to enter and run the race. We all are called to enter and run the race of faith. And that's what we are. We run the race of faith. The Bible exhorts us to follow the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The race of faith is always forward-looking. Come on. It's always forward-looking with our eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. It's so easy to take our eyes off of Jesus and begin to look at somebody else, what they are doing, how they are doing it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. If you get in that groove and you stay right there, you're on course, and you'll stay there, and he'll help you to overcome that. Whatever you got to deal with. He never told us now that it's going to be easy. He never said that the race was going to be easy. Guess what? We don't have an option. Watch this here. Now, we don't get to pick our race. Oh, I want to run this race. I want to get over there and run this one. No, you get back in your lane. Why? Because the Bible says over here, he says your race has already been set before you. You don't have the option. You don't pick it. Get in there. It's already been laid out for you. Come on now. Isn't that good news? This will take some of the worry. This will take some of the stress off of you, because we take our eyes off of Jesus and begin to look at somebody else, what they're doing, how they're doing, and we want to be like somebody else. We done took our eyes off of you. It's already been said. Come on now. Am I in the right place, or maybe I should be in the church down the street there? Come on now. I believe I'm in the house. I believe I'm in where I need to be. You are where you need to be. The race is set. Look at verse 2. It said, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. If you want to look and pat him after somebody, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Don't look at the wrong thing. Don't get caught up in the wrong thing. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross. Yes, your race might be tough. Yes, your race might be a little difficult. Yes, your race might bring hardship and pain. But stay in there. Stay on course. Stay right there with it. Because it's already been set before you. You're in a race, saint. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want you to know he overcame everything. He overcame every hardship. He overcame every pain. discouragement. He overcame when they walked away from a disciple. He overcame when they the Roman soldier took him and hung him on the cross. He overcame everything. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He prayed for those that was taking his very life. Come on now. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. What you and I experience, what you and I go through is candy stuff. It's baby stuff. Come on now. It's nothing compared. Go back and read verse number 2, what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through. Come on now. I guarantee you, it's candy stuff. It's baby stuff. You'll quit complaining, mumbling, grumbling when you look at, when you focus on what our Lord and Savior went through, what he had to deal with. He already told you, come on now. He said, in the world, you're going to have trials, tests, situations, and circumstances, hardship and pain. You're going to have trials, but be of a good cheer. He said, I have already overcame it. Come on now. Now, that's good news. He already. If you can just run it, your race with patience, run your race with endurance, run your ways with perseverance. Jesus already came. Look at 2 again. You know, search it out. Search it out and see what he's talking about here. He said he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down. And like, he overcame everything. Guess what? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. It's done. It's finished. It's over with. He overcame. He's sitting down. Relax. He's sitting down, saying. And we can overcome too if we just run our race. That's why many times people struggle. That's why many times it seems like things is, it's just too hard, overbearing. Maybe you done got your eyes off of Jesus. Maybe you done got your eyes off of your race and you're comparing yourself with somebody else, trying to measure up to somebody else. I don't care what nobody else do. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what nobody else drive. I don't care about what nobody else wear. I'm going to be me and you be you. You are unique. You are unique. Nobody else is like you. And he done set your race out there. He done set it out there, a unique race for you. And you can handle it. You can do it. You can make it. But when it get real difficult, real hard, and real tough, it seems like, you're trying to be like somebody else. You're trying to get in somebody else's lane. No, stay in your lane. Run your race. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And you know that was the first of the year. That was, look at your bulletin. I believe we started off the year. That was our motto for this year. Look up in your bulletin on the page. Oh, man. Keeping your eyes on Jesus at the top right hand. Keeping your eyes on Jesus. We started the year off. That was our focus. Don't lose your focus. Sometimes we have to make that adjustment. If we got off a little bit, make the adjustment and get back on course. Make the adjustment and get back on course. It's not over with yet. You can make it. It's just like you get in your car. You get in your car. You can go anywhere you want in the United States. You put your destination in the GPS and get the tracking. You get the moving. And you can get in that car and you get halfway there. You start talking and laughing, having fun, sightseeing, and you miss your turn. Guess what? Refocus. Get back on course. Recalculate. Get back on the road and get on down the highway to your destination. This year is just about gone. We're in the September. We ain't got but a few more months. You still got time to make some correction. You still got time to recalculate. Get back on course. Get on down the highway and get to your destination. You can do it. You can do it. We got to keep on tracking. Run your race, saint. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't worry about nobody else. And that now hear my heart. I am not saying, you know, me, my foe, and no more. Pray for people. Yeah, we, you know, pray for people. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is don't worry about nobody else. What they are doing. They could be right on point, right on cue in that race that is set before them. They could be right on. Don't be, you know, don't get caught up over there. You just recalculate, refocus, and you stay on point. You and I just need to stay on point and run our race what is set before us. And we can do it. We can do it, saying. We all have that race. We all got that race to run. And we got a cloud of witness which they are compassed about us. All the patriarch saints that gone on before us, they did it. And we can do it. They is our example. That's why it was recorded. A lot of things in the Bible for our example that they made it. We can make it too. Let's run our race. Let's run our race with patience. Let's do what God is calling us to do. Let's just reach out and touch somebody. Reach out and help somebody. Let's walk in love. Let's walk in unity. Let's be kind to one another. Let's pray for one another. Let's not envy one another. Let them run their race. What God is doing for them, he can do it for us. He could help us to get where we need to be. Don't be jealous. Don't be envied. Keep your focus on him. We got a race to run. It's already set out. It's already laid out. Make that adjustment. Recalculate if you need to be. And to get back on point, to get back on course, so we can run our race with patience. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, get the Lord a hand praise as we close. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.